Gary, Mr. Stead, going to give just probably a 5-minute presentation just for those of you who are not familiar.
I would like to thank Ralph in exchange for my 2 cents. He gave me 5 minutes. So I was going to give you a big hound dog howling from Texas, but since I only have 5 minutes, I'm going to get started. Abulafia was born in 1240 in Saragossa, which is the province of Aragon, the same province from which Constance Frederick II's wife came from. He shortly thereafter moved to Tudela in Spain, where he was homeschooled by his father until 1258, when his father passed away. Now, this set Abulafia on his first of many journeys and wanderings. This guy went everywhere so much that I'm convinced he must have had a pair of roller skates to get around so quickly. And after listening to the lectures we had, no doubt they were a pair of bronze roller skates with wings on the side of them. It was during his first journey to the Holy Land in search of the mythical river Sambatyon, which I was hoping to learn much more about from Dr. Fenton's talk, that he first stopped in Sicily for a brief period. Of course, when he hit the Holy Land, lo and behold, what's going on but crusades, and the conflicts were so strong that he could not really do what he wanted to do in search of the river. So he decided he'd skate his way back over to Spain, via Greece and Italy, where he stopped in Capua for a period of time and studied Maimonian philosophy under the renowned Rabbi Hilard of Verona. From there, we hear of Abulafia when he settled in Barcelona in 1270. Abulafia was a very prolific writer, and he wrote, including in all his Kabbalistic writings, he included a whole lot of personal information on his life. So that's how come we know so much about him. It was in Barcelona in 1270 that he started his Kabbalistic studies under the Hasidic teacher known as Rabbi Thurgami. It was in Barcelona that he had his prophetic dream, and which directed him to meet with the Pope. He never said anything about why he wanted to meet with the Pope, he just knew he had to. Abulafia had his particular type of Kabbalah is known as the static or prophetic Kabbalah. And in that case, it was also Merkabah, mysticism, usually is thought of as dealing with the vision of Ezekiel's chariot, but he corrected everyone to let them know it really dealt with the combination of letters, sacred letters, the Hebrew letters, and the divine names of God, which Alexandria was talking about yesterday, was pretty much the same discipline that the Sufis also incorporated into their mystical discipline. It was shortly thereafter he traveled to Castile, where he had students such as Rabbi Nicateria, Moses Burgos, who quite often met with heretical Christian groups, and he also had one of the members of the Colymus family out of Lucca. It was the Colymus family that received the Ashkenazi Hasidim secret teachings in the year 1000 when everyone was pushed out of Babylon. They brought him into Lucca, and they eventually went up to and were received by Eleazar of Worms, or Worms. After that, it was during that period of time he defended many of the Christian mystics in Spain, which definitely riled the theosophical branch of Kabbalah that was centered in Girona. A rabbi, Arden, ran him out of there. He went from there, he ran all of the Kabbalists out of there. From there, the Cabalists settled in northern Italy. He himself went into Greece, where he had students in Petros and Thebes. Then he came back again. When he came back to Trini, Italy, he was grabbed by the Jewish community there, beaten up. All his books were burned. But that wasn't enough for him. He decided by 1280 he made it to go see the Pope. When he went to see the Pope, he was refused, and they warned him if he came back, they were going to burn him at the stake. But, you know, that didn't do anything. So he had his mission, so he came on back. He went to the castle of Sariano, which is just right outside of Rome. Nobody answered the doorbell when he rang it, so sure enough, what does he do? Went over the wall. When he went over the wall, he was arrested, thrown in jail, and it was there during the night before he was burning at the stake that he prayed to the angel Raziel, who was the angel of magic and the occult. And sure enough, lo and behold, the next day the Pope was dead, in which case he was freed by the Franciscan Order of the Menorites, who took him, put him in jail for 2 weeks and let him go, and from there he put them down to Messina in Sicily, where he remained the rest of his life. Prophetic Kabbalah was centered here in Sicily for the next two centuries, the most famous of which coming out of that was Flavius Mithridates, who was the teacher of Pico della Mirandola, and also the translator of all his texts. I'm running short on time here. So quickly just to say something about his teachings. They, as I said, they were Merkabah teachings of the chariot. They were based on the combination of letters and sacred names. He also taught resurrection of the dead, which is interesting, but he taught it meaning allegorically it meant arousing of the soul. And he also taught redemption, which he defined as the quest for knowledge, spiritual knowledge. That if you quested for spiritual knowledge, you were redeemed. So, and he also believed that he included, in his school here in Sicily, he included Jews, Christians, and Muslims. He defined a person as being a Jew if you just look for these teachings, if you were pursuing this line of thought. So, with that in mind, I would like to let you know, as I'm closing out here, that you have all been resurrected. And plus, you've all been redeemed. So we just got that one off our list.
Is the angel going to kill the, Where's our angel?
But also,
no, not us.
As an extra added bonus, we're all Jews. So I know that Ellen always liked to finish her Tarot meditations with a little, her Tarot speaks with a little meditation. Now, I don't have that, but I thought in celebration of our newfound Jewish heritage that on the count of three, we'd all give out a collective Oy Vey. We're all ready, because I think I have just about 3 seconds left. One, two, three.
Oy Vey!
So, okay, now it's my pleasure to introduce Mary Taylor Simetti. She came to Sicily first many years ago, I think about 40 years ago. 51 years ago. 51 years ago to work with Danilo Dolci, a famous social reformer.